March 19th, 1866. My dear father and brother Otis, let me say, so as to set your minds at ease, that I am very well indeed. Eat 3 meals a day and do a very little work just for exercise. Allie and I are to have a diploma for washing when Mrs. S. fills it out. I am enjoying myself hugely, and I do hope you are. Shall I tell you what I find to do? Monday of last week, I rode home. Went to a very interesting prayer meeting in the eve. Tuesday, the young ladies had a prayer meeting, hereafter which Fred and Sally and I went to a Mr. Hutchinson's, being invited there to meet a young lady, a Miss Walker from Thetford, besides some young people of this place. While we were having games in the evening, some after 8, Mrs. H. came in and said, "Come quick and see how red the sky is." We all ran like so many sheep. We could hear the bells ring, and they knew that there was a fire on Norwich Plain. The men of our company left on the double quick. When they got to the top of the hill, we heard them say, "It is the university." When coming home, we had a fine opportunity to see it, as Fred drove us around the place, and to tell the truth, it was awful grand. To see the fire coming out of all the windows, the fire broke out in an unoccupied room, the South Barracks. The night was quite favorable, as there was no wind and rained a little. No other buildings were burned. Your affectionate daughter, Abigail.